Let's go to the movies now, and Ellie Ventura joins us. Hello there.
Hello. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Ellie is our movie reviewer, among other things. And what have you seen this week, Ellie?
I have seen, well, it's been very exciting because cinemas are opening up. I think that it's mainly independent cinemas, but the point is I've been given a few screeners, which is really nice because I've gotten through a lot of stuff on Netflix and Lightbox.
How much of what you love about the movies, Ellie, is actually going along and sitting there and getting whatever you're going to get and the lights going down? How much of that is the... I mean, you're sort of a millennial, so I mean, you watch things on laptops, but do you like that traditional movie experience?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, obviously, movie popcorn is amazing. Like, we had a jar in my flat. We had a jar of things where we would write down what we wanted to do once the lockdown was over, and we put them all in a jar, and there's still some in there because we haven't quite been able to do them, and one of them is go to the movies and get popcorn. But I also think that these movies that I watched today, particularly this first one called The Assistant, I would have loved to see it in cinema. So if you can go to the cinema and watch this, I think it'll be much better. It's a really atmospheric, tension-building movie,
okay.
And I really don't think I experienced it at home as I should have. It made it, it wasn't quite as punchy, I think, sitting in my living room watching it.
Okay. And we'll get straight into it because I'll apologise in advance if we have to jump out of this movie review and go to Todd Muller. But
no need to apologize.
The Assistant.
So The Assistant is, I guess it's more of a nuanced take of the Me Too movement. I reviewed Bombshell a few months back, and I think I told you that I felt it was lacking something. I think The Assistant has that something, which is it's not so overt. The thing with sexual harassment or, you know, power plays at work is that they are, it's an undercurrent and it's an unspoken thing, and it's a lot of the time it's not an overt thing and
not something you can point your finger at, but that's harder to communicate
exactly.
On film.
Yeah, it is much harder to communicate, and you know, this is one of those movies that is a real critical darling, and I understand why, because it's a beautifully made movie, and the atmosphere, like I said, is incredible, but it doesn't quite have that shine and that satisfaction of a blockbuster. You don't have like a resolution at the end particularly.
Yeah.
There's not a huge amount of narrative really, you know, it kind of meanders along. So if you're wanting sort of a hard-hitting, let's get the bad guys in this movie, you're not going to get that, but you do get a real slow and lovely take of what it's like to be someone working in this kind of environment. So this woman, Jane, is at a film production company. She sort of books the hotels and, you know, she's been there 5 weeks and she's just scanning copies and, you know, she has to do things like answer to the boss, who they just call he or him, answer to his wife, who's asking where he is, and obviously she doesn't have an answer for him. And this boss evidently kind of hires really young women, and he flies them in from, you know, Boise, Idaho, to go for these films, and he puts them up in these really expensive hotels and then happens to be in those hotels when they're there. So, you know, it's inferred what is happening, but the most incredible scene is when she takes this to the HR people to try and explain what's going on. And it is the most infuriating scene because it is this real clear gaslighting kind of thing where you're trying to explain something that is kind of unexplainable. You know it's wrong, but you can't put words to it.
Yeah.
And he just reminds me of those discussions we had during the Me Too movement where people would say, well, what actually happened? What actually is the problem? So
many of the complaints seem to die at the altar of the HR department, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this HR guy is infuriating. I mean, he is completely, you know, really lovely and affable when she comes in, and then he turns on a dime and just reminds her place in this world. So
yeah.
I thought it was a really true portrayal of this sort of scenario, which means it's, you know, there's a lot of, it's almost like a thriller. There's a lot of attention in it. But when it ended, I was a little bit like, oh, okay, is that it? But again, I think that may have been because I was sitting at home on the couch and, you know, you kind of don't get that, the resolution like you would at a cinema with the lights going down and having that sort of powerful kind of end to it. But yeah, a really lovely film and incredibly acted. So, yeah.
You haven't mentioned the actors. Is there anyone famous in it?
No, not really. No, there is. There is people that you would know. Julia Garner, who is in Ozark. I don't watch Ozark, but she is in Ozark.
Oh, she's great. Yeah. She was in The Americans too. She's just got one of those faces.
Yeah, she's fantastic in this. Yeah, and she's also, she kind of leads the film. Like, there are other people in it, but you don't see much of them. The HR guy is Matthew McFadden, who is also sort of quite well known. But, yeah, it's more of an independent film, I would say. It's pretty low-key. I think it was shot in about 12 days or something. But, yeah, really powerful for all of that.
Matthew McFadden from Succession. Have you watched Succession?
No, you keep telling me to watch Succession, though, because apparently it's amazing.
Yeah, he's Tom in Succession, and he would be absolutely perfect in that HR role that you describe. Amazing.
Is he horrible in Succession as well?
Yeah, he's just sort of quite unctuous and can be
mommy.
Really... has this kind of like, yeah, the cross between... beautifully mannered and also like very cold and almost evil when he needs to be.
Yeah. I definitely got an evil vibe from him.
Tell me about Emma.
I think Emma had a lot of media, particularly here in New Zealand, before it came out because, of course, the screenplay was written by Eleanor Catton, and who's a Kiwi. She wrote The Luminaries, which is also just out, I believe, as a TV show. But
Ellie, I'm going to jump in. We're going to go to Wellington. We'll catch up on Emma next week. Thanks so much.